As powerful as the story is of Jesus healing the leper, I want to begin with Paul in today's second reading, where he says, "Be imitators of me as I am of Christ." So the imitation of Christ. Paul is so confident that his imitation of Christ is absolutely accurate. And he'll tell you in what sense it is accurate. Now he's saying this, by the way, this very statement, imitation of Christ, is in the context of the food offered to idols. So in those days, most food that was offered to idols was not possible for Christians to participate in because of the question of idolatry. So people ask Paul this question. Now generally, Paul is very legalistic about issues. But in today's case, he avoids this kind of legalism. And he basically says the solution is that if I scandalize somebody because I don't eat the food that they are giving to me, then he says, I'd rather eat it. But then if I scandalize somebody by eating the food so that their faith gets affected, Paul says that I'm not going to participate in it. And here comes the kicker. He says, I try to please everyone in every way, not seeking my own benefit. This is the key. Not seeking my own benefit, but that of the many, that they might be saved. So Paul's imitation of Christ lies in this, that he does not seek his own benefit. We know that about Christ. See him on the cross. It's never about his benefit. It's about the other. Who is this Christ that Paul is asking us to imitate? What do we know about this Christ? So now let's pick up from the story of the leper. It is common knowledge that the lepers were ostracized from society. Now, in general, that sounds like, you know, a very impersonal statement, but can you imagine that midway through life, somebody discovered they had leprosy and then they had to just abandon their home, their families, and live on the outskirts of society, really cut off from everything that has meaning? Can you imagine how painful that is? Leprosy in those days was also considered a punishment from God. And because of that, many people did not have compassion towards these folks. Because you must have done something wrong. You must have sinned. Because of these two things, it's unusually bold that a leper would come and stand before Jesus. In doing so, this leper broke every religious and social law that was prescribed for lepers. He's supposed to move away from people. Instead, he actually approaches Jesus and he kneels in front of Jesus. And guess what? There is a miracle. What's the miracle? Somebody responds to this guy. There are miracles within the miracle. And then he dares even more. He dares to speak to Jesus and begs that Jesus heal him. And guess what? There is another miracle. Jesus keeps aside, just like the leper, Jesus also keeps aside every religious social convention there is. And he reaches out and touches a leper. It's unheard of. That's the second miracle. After years of disparaging, ostracization, condemnation, and pure disgust, somebody stretched out their hands and touched the leper. Now, we could attribute the leper's behavior to his audacity. What about Jesus? Why did Jesus break the conventions? Why did Jesus break the religious laws? And I think the answer can be found in what Paul is trying to say. Jesus always acted for the benefit of others, not for his own. The human person, sometimes rejected and disparaged, hurt and ill, tired and burdened, sinful and wounded, these were the people that Jesus embraced, not for his own benefit, but for their benefit. This is the Christ that Paul is asking us to imitate. Be imitators of me as I am of Christ. What kind of Christ? The Christ who worked for the benefit of others and not his own. So, based on that premise, here are my three practical points for us today. Folks, this whole idea of stretching out your hand and reaching out to somebody, it's a very powerful gesture. Two weeks in a row, the gospel tells us that Jesus stretched out his hands. Last week it was Peter's mother-in-law. Jesus entered the house and she was ill, and the gospel tells us that Jesus stretched out his hands, grasped her hand and healed her. Now that is actually, since last week, it has been stuck in my head. The whole idea of stretching out your hands. It's very practical. It's very real. So when I read the gospel today, I said, oh my God, Jesus does it again. He stretched out his hands and he touched. Last week, last Tuesday, I went to Dots. Everybody knows Dots, right? Dots, best meat in town. Anyway, I bought some groceries and I came to pay for the stuff. And the cashier, this woman, she asked me and she said, how's Dad? I said, doing all right. And she said, my prayer group has been praying for you and your dad, and especially for your safe return back. This is a cashier who's actually checking me out, right? My eyes welled up. She was stretching out her hands and touching me. Simple gesture. But it's so powerful. On Thursday, I went with another priest for dinner to a restaurant. When the time came to pay the check, the waitress told us that it had been taken care of. I don't even know who paid it. And I felt so deeply touched. Somebody had stretched out their hands and touched me. And these are just two examples of the numerous ways ever since I've come back where people have reached out and stretched out their hands and touched me. So folks, here's the point that I'm trying to. Let us imitate Christ this week in stretching out our hands. See, we are all baptized Christians. We carry within us the Spirit of Jesus. And so this week, could we be the presence of Christ that's moving around this town? How many people are burdened? How many people are sad? How many people are terminally ill? How many people are grieving? How many people feel ostracized by society? How many people live on the peripheries of society? And you and I can be like Jesus, stretching out our hands and touching people's lives, bringing comfort, bringing peace. So that's my first practical implication. The second one, this whole question of legality versus the human person. See, I told you how Paul is not being very legalistic today. And so the leper and Jesus, they both broke social conventions and religious laws for the sake of caring for the human person. It's rather a funny story, but I read this on news just recently. There's this guy by the name of Lee Williamson, and this incident happened in Leicester, England. So on Christmas Day, he pulls into a bus stop to take care of a homeless man. He gave him food. He gave him water to drink. He gave him a blanket, hat, gloves, scarf, food, and sat down to chat with him. The only problem was there was a surveillance camera that was recording all this. In Leicester, England, it is illegal to pull into a bus stop. But Lee Williamson knew that on Christmas Day, there is no bus service. So he pulls in to help this homeless man. Guess what? He gets a ticket. He gets a ticket for breaking the law, but the law did not care that he had stopped on the day that there was no bus to take care of a human person. I think it's a great story for what happens today in society. The human person gets sacrificed on the altar of legality. And there is a huge issue that's facing our own country right now. There are two groups of people. So when it comes to refugees and when it comes to immigrants, there's one group of people that says, it's the law. You broke the law. You came in illegally. You have to go back because you got to follow the law. And, you know, the argument is credible. I'm a law-abiding citizen. You're a law-abiding citizen. But what gets sacrificed for what? Does the human person get sacrificed for the question of legality? Have you heard of heart-wrenching, gut-wrenching stories of people being deported, families being torn apart? And it's happening. There's no stopping. There's no stopping. It's happening right in our parish, right in our cities. I think the 800,000 young DACA recipients, these are the lepers of today. These are the ones who are being ostracized. These are the ones living on the periphery right here in our city, in our parish. Yes, laws matter, but there are times in history when the focus must be on the human person, because that is the imitation of Christ. It's the imitation of Christ. Thirdly, I want to talk about the imitation of the selflessness of Christ. Now, have you wondered why Jesus always told the people that he healed not to go and tell about this to everybody? Honestly, if a miracle happened here in our parish, I would ask people to go and tell everybody else, let everybody come over here, right? That's what we would normally do. But Jesus does the opposite. And the reason is because of the expectation of a Messiah. In those days, Messiah had both religious and political overtones. So by the fact that Jesus would be king, that would be problematic for the Romans. And Jesus' time had not yet come. Jesus did not want his ministry to be short-circuited because somebody would think that he's the new king coming into overthrow the Romans. So Jesus tells people not to tell everybody about the miracle. Guess what happens? Exactly the opposite. If you tell somebody not to do something, then tell them to do it because they'll do the opposite, right? So they go and tell everybody. But see what happened as a result. Mark has written this story very, very carefully. Jesus restores this man to society. He says, go and tell the priest, show yourself to the priest, offer the sacrifice prescribed by Moses. And by that action, this man is restored to society, to faith, to his family. And then Mark tells us that because this man went and publicized everywhere, Jesus could not move about their towns and cities, but he went and lived in deserted places. Really? Did you notice the irony? The leper was in the deserted places. And Jesus was in. And now the leper is in, but Jesus is in the deserted places. Jesus had traded places with a leper. Where did Jesus die? Outside the city. Where was Jesus buried? In a tomb that nobody was buried in. This is the selflessness of Christ. So that we might be reconciled, he himself is ostracized. This is the Christ that we are being called to imitate. So three things this week. Stretch out your hands to help somebody, even as we cry for our own healing. Secondly, focus on the human person. Let's take care of the human person, especially those who are ostracized in our society today. And thirdly, Let us imitate the selflessness of Christ. May we always work for the benefit of others, not for ourselves. Here is Jesus once more stretching out his hands towards us in the Eucharist. And what do? We stretch out our hands and say, Amen. May our hands touch. May God and humanity become one. May you and God and I, may we be one. People of God said.